Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block of Cattle Facts joining us. We're back with Randy in just a moment.
Power, productivity, and versatility. You'll find it all at P&K with the John Deere 5045E. This tractor's got 50 engine horsepower and is packed full of grit, loaded with options, and ready to work. Whether you're mowing, baling, or feeding, these tractors are in it for the long haul. The two-wheel drive 5045E starts at just $179 a month. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/1/17, subject to improved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details, terms and conditions, exclusions, and limitations apply.
Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 9th, beginning at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 23,500 head of cattle and calves being sold, including 7,000 yearling steers, 5,400 yearling heifers, 9,400 weaned calves. If you'd like details about the lots that are being sold or like to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give us a call, 800-422-2117.
At the end of this last week, we had the opportunity to sit down and talk with Randy Block, Chief Executive Officer of the Cattle Facts organization, talking about these markets here in the early days of 2017, the ups and downs, and the changing nature of these markets over the last 3 years.
You know, I think we have to have an open mind. These markets have changed, and I've reflected a lot on it because we've all learned so much in the last 3 years. You think about our markets from 2009 to 2014, our markets went up 117%, and then we proceeded to break 45%. And so with all of this movement that we've had in here, you have to learn and ask yourself, hey, are we in a different market environment than anything we've seen historically? I've seen two of the biggest price breaks from the spring high to the fall low in the last 2 years in the history of our business, 30 and 33% respectively, and normally we're 15 to 20%. So I think if those things don't cause us to pause and look at our business and just reflect, say, what has changed? We're so much more global. We've got record meat production in the United States. We have to be able to trade. We usually export 15 to 16 billion pounds. If we can't export it, that's 40 more pounds per person that we have to consume in our domestic marketplace. Now, our markets wouldn't like that very well, would they, Ron? So that's why I think we're in such interesting times. Uncertainty, we're not all sure what's going to happen with trade. I hope that all goes well as we sort through it in here with the new administration. And honestly, I'm optimistic that it will.
When we think about where we are right now in the cattle business, you indicated that we've kind of brought back all those record levels of profitability that we saw in, what, 14, early 15. And we're much more, I guess, I don't want to call it normal, but we're in a case where a low-cost producer's got the best chance to succeed.
You know, I think you said that just spot on. I think we are much more normal, Ron. I think that's the environment we're in today. As we all know, we had record profits in 14. We had record losses in late 15 and 16. So now we're back in here where we kind of grind it out. The market will give us a margin today for our margin operators. We can lock in profits at the feedlot level. Stocker operators can lock in profits. Not big profits, but there is a margin there. And our cow-calf producers' prices have rebounded enough to where we've got a decent profit margin there for those high-return, lower-cost producers.
The numbers that was suggested, kind of that marquee number that a lot of folks look at, is that the average price and the high prices of the year for finished cattle, fed cattle. Very unusual is that as you all were reporting that, we had just really hit those highs of the year that you were talking about the week before.
Well, it's really interesting, you know, and that's one of the differences that we felt like we really needed to share with the group is the market has had a 25% rally since the fall lows. When we made those lows in the fall, all of the data analysis that we do suggested we would get a 20 to 25% rally. So you can't ignore that. We've never seen a rally that would be bigger than that magnitude for the criteria that we were looking at. So I think you have to think about it and say, well, it's possible. It's possible that we priced it in, even though we all know that the fundamentals are very solid and very strong for another 60 days. And this is what I would share with your listeners out there is a lot of it is just the way the markets trade. the markets trade information and news so much faster than what it did even 2 and 3 and 4 years ago. So we're very directional, and we've had a huge increase in open interest in the last 90 days. The funds have bought the livestock markets, not just cattle but hogs, so that's what's given us some lift in here.
Top hired hand of the Cattle Facts organization, Randy Block. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the Oklahoma Cattlemen, check out their website at okcattlemen.org. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.